Last week, hopefully everybody improved on their Erev Shabbos preparations. Everyone was thinking about Shabbos when they were shopping for Shabbos during the week and making sure that they were had special foods for Shabbos, what we discussed last week. I assume everybody did that, right? Mm-hmm. Good. So let's talk about the act of preparing for Shabbos tonight. We're going to talk about how does one prepare for Shabbos? What is the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos? The source is a pasuk in Shmos in Perek Tzayin. V'hayah b'yom ha'shishi was on the sixth day. V'hechinu asa asher aviv, and they prepared that which they brought. V'hayah mishneh al sher yilkatu yom yom, and it was double from what they had the day before. Right, we know that the lechem, the man fell a double portion, and they had to prepare a double portion before Shabbos. So we see from here v'hechinu asa asher aviv, they prepared that which they brought, and the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin learns from here the mitzvah of preparation for Shabbos. Amar Rav Chista la'olam, yashkim adam lahutzas Shabbos. A person should get up early on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos. Shinamar, v'yav yom ha'shishi v'chino se shaviu la'alter. Immediately, right away, you start getting ready for Shabbos Friday morning. I know that the minhag in the yeshivas and the seminaries is to sleep late on Fridays. Mm-hmm. But that is lehefech the Torah. The Torah says, if there's any day of the week to get up early, it is Friday, in order to get ready for Shabbos. And this is the source. So there is a machlokus rishonim, just very quickly, exactly what in the pasuk is teaching us about getting ready for Shabbos. It's not entirely clear. What's the extra word? Right, we know there's no extra words in the Torah, and obviously there's a limud, there's a drasha here that's beneath the surface. What is it exactly? So Rashi says that b'shas haba hachana v'haba b'hashkama hi. Rashi says, it says, right, they prepared that which was usually brought. What was usually brought? We're referring to the man. And when did the man fall? Baboker, baboker, early in the morning. So Rashi understands that just like the man fell super early in the morning, so too your preparations for Shabbos have to begin super early in the morning as well. This is what the Ran says, this, the Rosh Aruah, other Rishonim as well cite this understanding, that this is the pasuk, just like the man fell early, so too you have to prepare early as well. The Ran, in his Chedushim, not to get too much into the weeds, but there's two, the Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim, wrote a commentary that's printed in the back of the Gemara on the Rif, and he also published his own Chedushim that are on Shas. So sometimes people quote the Ran, which is on the Rif, and sometimes this is the Chedushim, which are a separate book. So the Ran in his Chedushim, his Chedushim on Masechet Shabbos, says that really the source is the word Vahaya, because he says Vahaya b'yom hashishi. The word Vahaya is a lashon of miyad, he says. Whenever the Torah says Vahaya, it means right away. And therefore he says that's what it means. Immediately, right away, you have to prepare for Shabbos. That's where they see this in the Pasuk. And the third limud in the Pasuk is from the word bayom, the Seder Hayom. The Seder Hayom is an interesting book, of a big mix of Kabbalah and Halacha. So he writes that on Friday, after davening, you shouldn't have a Seder in learning, you shouldn't learn after davening, but rather you should go get ready for Shabbos right away. And he says that the word bayom, v'haya bayom hashishi, is extra, right? Because I could have just said v'haya b'shishi, and it was on the 6th. So he says bayom hashishi comes to tell me that you have to get ready bayom, right away in the morning for Shabbos. So the Elia Rabbah and the commentaries say there's no real distinction between the reasons for whatever the source for preparation on Shabbos is. The Chavetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha says there might be a difference between the different reasons, but we're not going to get into that right now. We'll assume they're all appropriate, valid reasons for why we have to prepare on Shabbos, or Shabbos quickly, early in the morning, to get ready for the Kedushas Hayom. Is this a mitzvah derabanan or mitzvah d'oraisa? So you would tell me it's probably what? D'oraisa, because I brought a pasuk, right? So the Seder Hayom says that the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos is a mitzvah in HaTorah, and the Magen Avraham says this, and the Chai Adam says this as well, and the Bir Halacha has a bit of a discussion. Writes the Chavetz Chaim. He says, D'lechora nira d'haidrasha d'Rabbi Chanina, d'Rav Chista, that's the Rosh Hashanah, d'Rav Chista, the drasha of Rav Chista in the Gemara is an asmachta ba'alma. Maybe you'll think it's an asmachta. What's an asmachta? An asmachta is where Chazal found a pasuk in the Torah to support their rabbinic law. So maybe that's what it is. So halo kasav Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, the last chapter of Hilchos Shabbos in the Rambam's Mishnah Torah is where he discusses all of the zachor aspects of Shabbos. So he says, De'ikar oneg Shabbos yim medivrei Kabbalah. The Rambam understands that oneg Shabbos, the enjoying Shabbos, having nice food, things like that, is midivrei Kabbalah. What does that mean? It doesn't mean it's like Zohar. It means it is from the Nevi'im. It's not from the Torah, it's from the Nevi'im. So he says, Ve'echi yehachano l'zeh midoraisa be'er Shabbos v'oker. So, says the Chavetz Chaim, if oneg Shabbos is from the Nevi'im, how could the preparing for oneg Shabbos be from the Torah? That doesn't seem to fit. It must be it's derabanan. So he says, Avav emes eishet chosako. He says, that's actually not true. He says, really, da'af da'onim hum divrei Kabbalah. He says, even if you'll tell me the Rambam says that oneg Shabbos, you know, resting on Shabbos, having kugel, chol, whatever it may be, is from the Nevi'im, aval al kopanim suda b'Shabbos v'hachana zem b'onyom d'oraisa. No, no. But suda Shabbos, having a meal on Shabbos, is from the Torah. Everybody says you have to have, it's a Torah commandment to have a meal on Shabbos. So therefore he says, that efshar degam hashkam lezeh b'bokeru d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa, says the Chafetz Chaim. It's a Torah mitzvah to get up early Friday morning to get ready for Shabbos. So this coming Friday, if your alarm usually kicks at, 7:30, whatever it is, so 7:25, a little bit earlier to whatever it may be from the rest of the week in order to prepare and get ready for Shabbos. A mitzvah d'oraisa, says the Chafetz Chaim, to get up earlier than usual to prepare for Shabbos. So what does the Gemara say about how we prepare for Shabbos? So there's a somewhat well-known Gemara there on Shabbos and Kuf Yates. And the Gemara talks about different Amorayim, how they would get ready for Shabbos. And it says that Rabbi Abba would buy meat from 13 different butchers for Shabbos because he wanted to make sure that he had the best quality meat. And another Amora, Rosafra, would roast the head of the animal to prepare for Shabbos. Animal heads was a big thing back then. There was like deli roll, and then there was like animal heads, and then there was meat pizzas, whatever. So that back then it was heads of animals. And another one would salt the shibuta fish, the special type of fish for Shabbos himself. Rav Huna would make sure he lit the lamps in the house himself for Shabbos. Rav Papa would spin the wicks for the Shabbos lamps. They didn't come in nice little pre-made packages. You had to take the wool and spin the wicks yourself. He would do that himself. Rav Chista would cut the beets. In his house, beets were a Shabbos delicacy, and he'd be in charge of cutting them. And Rabba and Rav Yosef would cut the wood. Rav Zeira would prepare sticks for the Shabbos fire, the kindling. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak would take objects on his shoulders and schlep things back and forth to the house, whatever would be needed. The point being is that these are holy Amorayim. These are holy tzaddikim. And they didn't think it was beneath them to get down and dirty and to scrub the floors and to, get dirty preparing the food, and to make the beds. These are holy things. These are holy things to prepare for Shabbos. It wasn't beneath them in any way. There's no Erev Shabbos preparation that is beneath anybody. If it's Lekavo Shabbos, then it's the right thing to do. Now, what do you get for preparing for Shabbos? So we're just going to say a little bit of some segulas, some not crazy segulas that don't make any sense, but some real segulas that are brought down in the Mefarshim to explain what do you get for preparing for Shabbos. The Avnei Nezer, the great Gaon of Sakhachev, so he writes in his Shuvas Avnei Nezer Choshen Mishpat in Siman Kuf Sadi Aleph, he says that every Shabbos has a new Kedusha, and the Kedusha of Shabbos rests on each person according to the amount of Hachana you put into Shabbos. But if you don't prepare for Shabbos, says the Avnei Nezer, then you're not going to get the Kedusha of Shabbos. And this is so important. You cannot come into Shabbos not prepare and say, Shabbos, I don't know, how was Shabbos? It was fine. Do you know why it was fine? Because you didn't prepare for Shabbos. If you prepare for Shabbos, and you put in the sweats and tears, as we'll see in a second, then you would really understand and really feel the Kedusha of Shabbos if you had proper preparation. So says the Avnei Nezer. The Shari Tshuva, printed on the page of the Mishnah Berurah, so he cites the Be'er Hetev, who cites the Kavanas HaRizal. There's a sefer written by Reb Chaim Vital called the Machberes HaKodesh, the Holy Machberes, the Holy Volume. And there in the first piece, in the first line, Reb Chaim Vital writes that in the name of the HaRizal, that the sweat that a person perspires putting into preparation for Shabbos is a segula for Mechikas Avonos, for erasing one's sins. You want to sweat. That's how the effort you want to put in to get ready for Shabbos. If it means schlepping stuff in and out, so now in the winter it's harder to sweat, but you want to schlep stuff in and out, you want to pick stuff up, put things down, wash the floors, clean the bathroom, whatever it is, all that tircha that goes into preparing for Shabbos is a segula for erasing avonos, just like the tears, just like the sincere tears of a person is a form of tshuva and erasing one's sins. So the same beads of sweat are like tears that a person would cry out of tshuva. And therefore, a person should put lots of effort in to prepare for Shabbos. Look at the words of the Chafetz Chaim in a sefer Shem Olam. The Shem Olam is a beautiful sefer from the Chafetz Chaim. All the Chafetz Chaim sefer are beautiful, but a really beautiful sefer of the Chafetz Chaim that is not as popular. I don't know why it's not as popular. There's such beautiful Divrei Torah. The Chafetz Chaim really was a master of Midrashim. It's not spoken about enough. The Chafetz Chaim had such mastery of Chazal and Midrashim and brought out such amazing and profound ideas from Midrashim. So look over here. He writes, V'shamati v'shem gadol hador echad shamar. He says, I heard the name of one gadol hador who said, L'fi ma she'adua maimar chachmenu zuchar mevracha. There is a Zohar, a Kadosh, and Parshas Truma that says, Mi sheshomer Shabbos b'olam hazeh, as gam sham afilu im neschayu chas v'sham onesh gehenem avar avonoseinu en onan nash b'yom haShabbos. He says, a person who keeps Shabbos in this world, even if you're chayiv of all the punishments of Gehenem for your sins, you will not be punished on Shabbos. The Zohar says that on Shabbos the neshamas have a rest if you were shomer Shabbos. If you weren't shomer Shabbos, then the neshamas that are in Gehenem do not have a rest. Says the Chafetz Chaim, but do you know when you get the respite of Gehenem, when the neshamas is being judged during that time? It's from the moment that you begin your hachanos for Shabbos. So if you want to have an insurance policy later on, that you're going to have, everybody's going to go through the trials of Gehenem in some form. If you want to have an insurance policy that it's going to, you're going to have less time, you're going to have more time off because of Shabbos, then begin your Shabbos preparations earlier. Umagin alav zuchu Shabbos, and the merit of Shabbos will protect you. Therefore, you have to really make sure you put in time for tzarchei Shabbos. It will help you out later on. And therefore, don't think for a second, you think, I have a lot to do right on Friday, right? I have a lot to do Thursday night, I have a lot to do Friday, and, I'll push it off, I'll take care of it later on. Says the Chafetz Chaim, do you understand what you're pushing off? When you're pushing off hachanos for Shabbos, you're pushing off a tremendous protection that's going to serve you well in the next world. And therefore, don't push that off, because the earlier you prepare for Shabbos, the more time you're going to have respite and rest from the judgments of Gehenem later on. Okay, let's talk about how much we have to prepare and what goes into our Shabbos preparations. The Tur writes in Siman Reish Nun that you should prepare something for Shabbos, and this is repeated in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Yashkim baboker b'yom ha'shishi l'hachan tzarech l'shabbos. Get up early on Friday morning to prepare for Shabbos. V'afilu yesh lo kama avadim l'shamsho. Even if you have servants, yishtada l'hichin ba'asmo shum davar l'tzarech l'shabbos l'chavdo. You must do something, shum davar, something for the preparations of Shabbos in order to be mechabed Shabbos. Apparently, is there a number, is there a shiur given here about how much preparation you have to do? What does he say? Shum davar, anything. You do one thing, and that's fine. This is clear from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. He says this as well in his Kuntres Achron. You have to do one thing, and that is sufficient. Rav Nissen Karels writes in the Chodshani, he said, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says the same thing as well, that how come the Chachamim didn't mandate that we should do all the preparations for Shabbos ourselves and not use a shaliach? Why didn't they say that? How come they just said one thing, shum davar? Why didn't they say no? If it's so important to prepare for Shabbos, which I think we established, preparation for Shabbos is very important, so why didn't they say we have to do everything? Why should I delegate it to anybody else? So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach that this rule of only having to do one thing is if you're learning Torah the rest of the day. That's if you're learning Torah all day. But if you're not involved in Talmud Torah all day, then you have to do the rest of the preparations yourself. If you have the time, you got to do all the preparations yourself. There's no such thing as shum davar, it's just one thing, if you're not totally immersed in Torah on Friday. Now, let's go a little bit further. So that's the din. Again, it seems as the din is at least one thing, but really, if you have anything else, you should do it yourself. But look at the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Lamed. The Rambam says, Af al pi, shehaya adam chashuv b'yoser. Even though you're very, very chashuv, very, very fancy person, very, very nice house, have a big staff, you know, you're a very, very important person. And it's not, you don't usually are in, you know, cleaning the floors of the house. And you're not usually cleaning out the bathrooms. And you're not usually, you know, in the basement doing something that you think is, you know, beneath your honor. He says, nevertheless, chayv lasos devarim shem l'tzorach haShabbos begufa. When it comes to Shabbos, there's no such thing as it's beneath me. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing. And then he says, shezehu kvodo, because this is his kavod. Now, there's a big discussion here. The Rambam, either purposely or not purposely, doesn't use a pronoun here. He says that this is his kavod. Does that mean it's your kavod to prepare for Shabbos? Does it mean who else? It could mean maybe it's Shabbos's kavod. Shezehu kvodo shel Shabbos. This is the kavod of Shabbos. Or maybe it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the kavod of Hashem that you prepare for Shabbos. What's the point? It's not beneath you. There is no job Erev Shabbos that is beneath you. There's no such thing that's icky, gross, not for me, I don't do that. That does not exist in the lexicon of Erev Shabbos. Then the Rambam says, V'chol hamarbe b'davar zeh harezim v'shabach. And the more you prepare Erev Shabbos, the better it is. You're right. You only have to do one thing, technically. But, kol hamarbe harezim v'shabach. Where do we find the language as well? The Rambam uses that by?
By the Seder.
By the Seder. So he uses it a second time over here as well. Let's see a little bit more. Writes the Pelet Yoetz, Rav Eliezer Papo. I find myself, I don't know, the last few weeks in different shiurim I've been giving, I feel I've been quoting Rav Eliezer Papo a lot. I don't know. Just a lot of Pelet Yoetz going on. I don't know why it's not as popular as it used to be, but the Pelet Yoetz is a beautiful, if anybody is interested in a sefer of Musar, of just beautiful, simple ideas on Midos, the Pelet Yoetz is a great place to start. Relezer Papa was a Sephardi Rav, and it goes alphabetically according to different Midos from Aleph to Tav, and it's a great work. It's a great place to start with something, just to work on basic Midos and to hear beautiful ideas. He has excellent stuff. So he writes here in the Sha'ar Hachana, in the gate of the Erech of preparation. And he says, "V'amru amareinu harav Avram Halevi." They said about our great rabbi, Rav Avram. I'm not sure who this is, but I guess his rabbi, Zichron Levracha. Shaya marba bepsios liknos ulahachen sarche Shabbos echad echa kishar pesios. That he would purposely increase the number of footsteps involved in buying and preparing what was necessary for Shabbos, because there was reward for each and every step. Meaning, he would purposely, like, schlep around. He would, like, take the long way. He would, you know, take more trips out. You know, his wife gave him a list and said, like, you know, we need onions, soup nuts, you know, challah, whatever it is, peanut butter, and he would, like, go to the store, and he would go back, he would schlep back, because he felt the more steps, the better his Shabbos. I'm sure it was, you know, maybe irritating for his wife, but the more steps he got in, he felt it was more scar for Shabbos. And he would do everything himself, because the mitzvah is greater when a person does it by himself. V'ani omer. And then he says, and I say, sha'rav haya osa kein lefi shagam b'halichaso taraso umnaso. He says, this rabbi did this because when he was walking, his thoughts were always immersed in Torah. B'machshavaso, in his thoughts. O Torah b'dveikuso imkono b'havavaso v'yiraso k'davar amor le'el. He says, and he was always thinking about Hashem. He had dveikus. He was always involved in godly thoughts. Aval kagon anan, but us, yasme de yasme, im yeshlo mi yeshiasan alachso. He says, perhaps in our generation where we're not as great tzaddikim, and it would probably be nice for us to be able to have, you know, time to learn Torah and to work on ourselves. And maybe Erev Shabbos is a time where it could be more relaxed. And if you have somebody to take care of those preparations, and you have the opportunity to grow and to develop yourself and Torah and mitzvahs and things like that, then he says, maybe in our generation, it might make sense that to let that person do it, to allow somebody else to do it. V'yikne yediyah chadasha, and to grow in your knowledge of Torah. Ki kol chafetzim lo yishavu ba afilu chafetz shemayim kiyadua. He says, because for all matters cannot equal Talmud Torah. And even, you know, even things that are holy. But you have to do one thing at the end of the day to set the table, the candles, whatever it may be. So he says, he's trying to make a limud zchus. He says, yes, kol amar is a mishavach, but you also have to know yourself. You know, if you have an opportunity to, you know, work on yourself and to come closer with Hashem, and it's still Erev Shabbos and somebody else can take care of it, then it, maybe there's an opportunity for the right person in the right time to make that situation happen, where you're able to develop yourself and somebody else can do the job as well. Rav Aryeh Leib Binkowitz was the Rav of Bialystok. He later moved to New York. I think he died somewhere in the early 1900s. So he has a tshuva Me'ein Aryeh in Orach Chaim Siman Daled. So he wonders, how come the tour and the Shulchan Aruch never bring the Rambam of Kol Hamar Be'Areza Meshubach? That's it. This Rambam is the last place where it's cited. Nobody picks up the Rambam again. Now, how come nobody likes this? So he suggests, the tour thinks, that it's not true, that Kol Hamar Be'Areza Meshubach is not necessarily the case. If you're able to find somebody else to do it, and you can do something else that's holy, some sort of avoda, then you don't necessarily have to do everything extra, and it's okay to delegate some things to other people if need be. Okay, let's get into the issue here of doing it, your preparing something yourself and not delegating out. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Yishtada lahachin ba'atzmo shum davar l'tzarach hasham skei lechabek." You have to do it yourself, right? And the Magen Avraham says that this is based on the principle of mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho. That the greater the mitzvah is if you do it by yourself. There are a minority of opinions, for example, when it comes to Mishloach Manos, that since it says Mishloach Manos, that it should be with a Shaliach, okay? But that's not the opinion of most people. Why? Because mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho. It's better to do a mitzvah with yourself than with a Shaliach, to do it with your own body, than to have somebody else do it. So what do we say over here regarding this? Is it proper to delegate? Should you make sure to do it yourself? So the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch don't say that this is a chiyuv. Rather, it is something you should try to do. Meaning, yishtadel, right? You should try to do things yourself. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that because there is no mention of a chiyuv, it must be a hiddur mitzvah. Doing things yourself with your own hands is a hiddur mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do to prepare for Shabbos on your own. And the fact that the Gemara in Shabbos goes out of its way to praise all these rabbis, and this one roasted the head, and this one salted the fish, and this one chopped the wood. Why is it doing that? It's going to show you that this was a midas chasidus. It's not a din. Look at these holy rabbis. They do these things themselves. But, mi'ikar adin, according to the letter of the law, if someone has another person to prepare the house for Shabbos on their behalf, it is allowed. It's certainly allowed. Mi'ikar adin, it's allowed. Again, is it a midas chasidus to do it yourself? 100%. But it's certainly allowed, says the Aruch HaShulchan. If you want to delegate things for Shabbos, it's not a problem whatsoever. Now, the Rambam seems to say there is a chiyuv. The Rambam says, if we go back to the Rambam's language, the Rambam says, Af bishu adam chashiv yoser v'ein dark likach dvarim min hashuk, right? Chayav lasos dvarim shein l'tzarach haShabbos begufo chayav. Lasos Dvarim Shehen L'Tzarach HaShabbos Begufo, the Rambam says. So that seems to say that, no, you have to do something yourself. It's not just a Midas Chasidus. So the Chafetz Chaim and the Be'er Halacha wonders where the source of the Rambam is. Where did the Rambam get this from? You have to do something yourself. It doesn't seem to be clear in the Gemara. And the stories that are about the rabbis in the Gemara only show that it's mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucho, that it's nicer to do it yourself, but not that you're chayv to do it yourself. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Be'er Halacha, he doesn't think the Rambam means chayv. He doesn't think the Rambam means you have to. What the Rambam means is that it's an extension of Kavod Shabbos. You're chayv to do something with Kavod Shabbos. Okay, if that means you doing it yourself, then do it yourself. If that means somebody else doing it, then that's fine. And the Aruch HaShulchan also says the Rambam doesn't view preparing for Shabbos on your own as a chiyuv gomor. It's not something you have to do. It's just a nice thing to do. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it was a chiyuv gamor, so I guess for Lubavitchers, they would have to do something yourself without anybody else doing it. But for everybody else, we can rely on the Chafetz Chaim and the Aruch HaShulchan to say that it's not a chiyuv to do something with your own two hands for Shabbos. You don't have to get in the kitchen and, you know, chop the carrots or do something with the chicken if you don't want to. But it definitely is a midas chasidus to do something with your own two hands to prepare for Shabbos. There is a discussion about balancing this with Talmud Torah, but we're going to skip that for now, and we'll come on to the last piece over here. And I want to talk now about some specific things that are brought in the Sfarim about things that we should do to prepare for Shabbos, okay, on our Erev Shabbos preparation list. The Shla writes that one should clear the cobwebs from the house before Shabbos. And this clearing of the cobwebs is brought by the Magen Avraham, and the Aliyah Rabbah, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Mishnah Berurah, and Sifkas, and the Gimel, and Siman Reish Nun. Now, let's say there's no cobwebs in your house. So the idea, according to everybody, is it means that this is simply the mitzvah of cleaning the house with the covered Shabbos. So if someone says, what's the source you have to clean the house for Shabbos? It's this. The Shla is the source. They have to clean the house for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says explicitly that this is a din in cleaning the house, and that the Rambam tells you you have to make the house ready for Shabbos. So hachana number one is a mitzvah to clean the house according to the Shla. The second specific act of preparation for Shabbos is the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Samach Beis, a few simanim later, that we should set the table and make the beds for Shabbos so that the house is clean and organized when coming home from shul. And the Eliyahu Rabbah says that you only have to cover the table in the place where you eat. Okay? You don't have to cover all the tables. You have to cover the table in the place where you eat. So the Chafetz Chaim says that it may be proper to cover the tables in other rooms as well. And the Aruch HaShulchan is very machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan says every single table needs to be covered for Shabbos. I don't know what the minhagim are in different people's homes, but I imagine the minhag is not like the Aruch HaShulchan, where every single table is going to be covered for Shabbos. So they quote in the Sefer of the Dibay Tzavam from Rav David Feinstein, Zechut Tzadik, the Kodesh Lavracha, that he said that you only have to cover the places where you eat out of Kavod Shabbos. Meaning, you have a table in the kitchen. Do you eat there to cover Shabbos, or you just have a bowl of cereal in the morning so you can get on with the day? You don't eat necessarily at the kitchen table to cover Shabbos. Only in places where you eat to cover Shabbos you have to cover. If you eat in a place at a convenience, he says, you don't have to cover the table. He says, this is the minhag of his family. In the house of the Feinsteins, they only covered the table that was eaten on the kavod Shabbos, but not the other tables. What about the minhag of two tablecloths? Anybody here put two tablecloths on the table for Shabbos? Nobody does two tablecloths for Shabbos? Okay, so the Marshal, the Magen Avraham cites the Marshal, who would place two cloths on the table, because let's say the top tablecloth gets dirty and you need to replace it. So if you're replacing it, then you're going to leave the table bare underneath, right? So this minhag is cited by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah put two tablecloths on, but it's not necessarily the most widespread minhag, especially if you use a plastic nowadays, right? If you use one of those soft plastics, then it's not going to be a problem, because if I clear the plastic, the tablecloth will be underneath it, and the table's not going to be naked. Yeah, Leva.
What if you have a nice table?
Good, we'll get there in a second. So the Piskei Tshuvos, so he quotes many Sifrei Chassidus, many books of Chassidus, who explain the importance of covering the Shabbos table. The Chozev Lublin would compare an uncovered Shabbos table to a woman uncovering her hair. It was like, how could you do such a thing? Table has to be covered for Shabbos. So Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, in his Rivavos Ephraim L'Chelek Vav, he says, even if you have a beautiful table, it still needs to be covered for Shabbos. Okay. The Kaf HaChaim says that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Hachanah L'Shabbos by learning Shnai Mikra V'Yachad Targum. Learning Chumash Rashi every week is a form of preparing for Shabbos as well. The Ramah says in Reish Nun that sharpening the knives is a form of covered Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef says the source comes from Rabbeinu Yonah, who brings different drushas to support this idea as well, the importance of sharpening the knives to cover Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that if you have a nice sharp knife, it'll cut the food easily, and you won't get into any fights on Shabbos, like what's wrong with the steak, it's so tough. So you want to make sure that you have nice sharp knives. Bederach HaOl, we don't necessarily sharpen our own knives nowadays, so it's not, I don't know how applicable it is, but there is such an inyan to sharpen the knives before Shabbos. The Shla writes that Shabbos reflects an aspect of Olam Haba. And we prepare for Shabbos, we rest on Shabbos like we prepare for Olam Haba, when we can no longer do any work, right? Just that you prepare during the week, and then you rest on Shabbos. You prepare in your life, and then you rest in Olam Haba. That's what the Shlach says. And therefore, if you don't prepare beforehand, you're not going to have anything there at the end of the day. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel says, Mishal Tarach Erev Shabbos, Mayachal B'Shabbos. If you don't prepare Erev Shabbos, you're going to have nothing to eat for that Shabbos, i.e. Olam Haba. And therefore, says the Shlach, just as you make a Cheshbon HaNefesh and do tshuva in order to prepare for the next world, so too you should make a Cheshbon HaNefesh and have here Hurei Tshuva before Shabbos as well. Before Shabbos comes in, you should have thoughts of tshuva and self-reflection, just like you would in any other serious situation. The Mishnah Berurah recites this, and he adds that it's not proper to be Mekabel Shabbos dressed in your avonos, dressed in your sins. So you want to take them off, so to speak, and be clean in your sins before Shabbos. And then the Kolbo says, and he says that it's not proper to do Mekabel Shabbos, the Kolbo says that it says Vayichulu three times in the Torah. The paragraph Vayichulu contains the word Asher three times. Aleph Shin Resh three times. And this corresponds to the Paraduma, which also has the word Asher three times as well. And just like the Paraduma gives kapara, so too reciting Vayichulu gives kapara as well. And therefore the Kaf HaChaim says, based on the Chida, that you should have here Hurei Tshuva before saying Vayichulu, since kapara only comes through Tshuva as well. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says this, and therefore it's a nice thing to add as well to your Erev Shabbos preparations to have thoughts of Tshuva, Cheshbon HaNefesh, and repentance. We'll just end that the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah cites the Shulchan HaTahor, who says the meaning of some tzaddikim to take a nap Erev Shabbos, so they would be rested before Shabbos as well. Okay, very good. We will stop here.